Welcome to Fantasy Football Sports Talk.
We are back with Fantasy Football Sports Talk. I'm Toby Steve.
Big Silky Smooth.
With a donut in his mouth. Yep. And I am Scotty Cash.
None of your business what I got in my mouth.
That's what she said, kind of.
That's what she said, kind of.
This week we're going to mix it up a little bit. We usually do four parts. This week we're going to do five parts. I didn't tell these guys yet.
Springing it on.
I did a small quiz. We're going to call it overtime. So if you don't care about the knowledge that these guys have, then you can just stop listening after the fourth quarter. But I guess we will get started. Oh, before we start, though, I just wanted to say we told you Oakland was going to beat Philadelphia. We told you Tom Brady was going to have six touchdowns. Everything I just said was a complete lie. Okay, let's start. You got two pages.
That's last week.
That's last week? Okay, Donut. Go ahead, Toga.
All right. Milk, Toga.
All right, well, I think we'll all be doing some apologies for our picks last week.
Correct.
But you know what? That's in the past. Just like Mark McGwire, we're not here to talk about the
That's
past.
Right, we're not.
So I guess I'll get started here with my game.
Well, before you get started, what we do is we give you facts. Numbers don't lie. We go by numbers. Like I told you, Eli Manning is going to have a big game, and he should have. Everything pointed at Eli Manning being the stud of that game, and he pooed down both legs, and Drew Brees threw for, I think, 4,000 yards and 18 touchdowns.
He had a season's worth of stats.
So I guess that's why they play on Sunday. We're just here to run our mouths and take up some time.
Right. And, you know, along that same line, I recommended Matt Hasselbeck last week and talking about – I think he pooed down three legs. I sent you that text. I think somehow Jamarcus Russell switched places with Matt Hasselbeck.
Yep.
I don't know how he pulled it off, but somehow that happened. So you never know what's going to happen. We do our best. We look at the numbers like you said, but that's why they play the games. Anyway, this week's games for me, I've got San Diego at Kansas City. Kansas City got that win last week. I think they're going to kind of let down here. It's tough to play at Arrowhead. Normally that would factor into my decision, but I think the pressure is a little bit off of Kansas City after they got that first win. So the fan base takes a little bit of a breath. San Diego coming in. It's pride time for San Diego. They have got to step it up in this division game. As far as a stud in this game, I like Antonio Gates. He's getting the second half important receptions. When they absolutely need a play, they're looking Gates' way. So I think that's going to continue against Kansas City. Some other lower name receivers are starting to step up for San Diego. I'm looking for Malcolm Floyd to be my sleeper. Again, against that same defense, and I think they'll pay a lot of attention to Vincent Jackson, which will open it up for Malcolm Floyd down deep. And I'm going to go with LT as my dud. I just don't know what kind of confidence level they have in him. They took him out on the goal line against Denver, put in Sproles, and he was not happy about it. Maybe that factors into their decision to force feed him a little more, but like I said, I just don't think that they are going to be looking his way in the important touches. So I'm going to say LT is my dud. He's one of those guys that going into this season, he was talking about how he's back and how he feels ready and he's up to this and he's up to that. Running backs always say that when they get old. Remember Sean Alexander said that. Edgerrin James was always back, and I think it's just over for LT.
They're in the I'm back now club.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He is the sitting chairman of the I'm Back Club.
I don't know if you guys knew, but I'm back now too.
You are.
Yeah. Did I tell you guys that?
I don't believe you either.
Well, I beg to differ, kind of, sir.
All right. Well, that's what I got for that game. Moving on, I've got Minnesota at Pittsburgh.
It's gonna be a good game.
It will be a
game of the week.
I think so
just
too.
Just like Minnesota Baltimore
last week.
It broke my heart because I'm a Baltimore fan, and when you can win a game with a field goal and you miss it, I don't know.
Well, in this game, I think Big Ben's going to be my stud. Minnesota's secondary did not look very good against Flacco. He passed on them at will, especially in the second half. And Pittsburgh's going to be at home, and they've got a better overall receiving core than does Baltimore. Also, Antoine Winfield is out for Minnesota, leader of the secondary, so they may look even more confused than they did last week. Look for Big Ben to put up some big numbers. And on the dud end, I'm going to say Adrian Peterson. Pittsburgh's run defense is really nasty, and I think their whole game plan is going to be to bottle him up and force Favre into some tough decisions. I could easily see this being a game where AP gives you like 8 points, 60 yards rushing, 20 yards receiving, no touchdowns. So Pittsburgh's D is going to be definitely teed up, and they're going to be going after AP. So that's what I've got on that game. And third game, Chicago at Cincinnati. My stud in this game is going to be Cedric Benson. He is getting the workload there in Cincinnati, and this is the revenge factor. Coming out against the old team, the Bears are not as lights out and scary as they used to be on defense, and Benson should be looking for a big day. And on the other end, I'm going to go with Forte as my dud. He's not getting it done in the red zone. He had that fumble in the Atlanta game last week.
Wasn't it two of them on the 1 yard line?
Yeah. Well, they got one of them back.
Oh, did they?
He fumbled late on it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Butterfingers in the red zone is not good.
He fumbled one time all last year.
Yeah. Yep.
He showed a stat after his first one was like last 480 touches, two fumbles.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so I'm definitely leaning dud on Forte. Another thing to consider, Cincinnati is going to be without Antoine Odom, the sack leader so far this year. So that's going to hurt the pass rush, and that's going to give Cutler confidence to just drop back and throw it, effectively taking Forte.
To which team?
Well, yeah. But it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
It just means that Forte is not going to be running.
Oh, okay.
Cutler's going to be passing, and whoever he ends up throwing to doesn't matter from the sense of Forte not getting the workload. So stud and dud in that game. Look for both running backs. All right, and I got time for my last one, Arizona at the Giants. Stud in this game, going to recommend Eli. Arizona, even though they showed up big time against Hasselbeck last week, they got to go all the way cross country, and their secondary is still pretty poor. Eli's got a lot of weapons this year. Steve Smith stepping up at number one, and then they've got a mix of Manningham and Hakeem Nicks, and I don't know if Hickson's going to play, but they've got four very capable receivers. And Arizona's run defense has been very much hyped. So what that means is they're probably not even going to try to get Brandon Jacobs going too much. So in that same sense, in passing formations, it's going to be Ahmad Bradshaw on the field. So I look for him to have a pretty solid game. But, again, Eli is the stud. On the dud end, is Bolden going to play?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where even if he does play, he's not going to be as effective as he needs to be to have.
Well, they're like, he's going to play some plays, but he's going to run around.
Exactly. So I would look to get him out of your lineup altogether this week. And you know, I mentioned Arizona going cross-country. I don't expect them to lay a huge egg defensively. They went to Jacksonville and basically smashed Jacksonville pretty good. And it's another one of those things where Arizona last year, when they went across-country, a lot of times they had to play in an early game. And, you know, their bodies just weren't up to playing yet. This is a night game. So it's an 8 o'clock game. Their bodies think it's 5 o'clock. It's not as big of a difference as it is if it's 1 o'clock and they think it's 10 o'clock in the morning. So don't look for them to be as pitiful as they were last year.
Sweet. We'll be right back with BSS.
You are listening to VG Losers Radio. Join us at VGLosers.com for more videos, podcasts, and reviews.
And we are back. Big Silky Smooth here with Doug Steve and Scotty Cash. Big Silky Smooth football show. It's the Big Silky Smooth football segment. Okay, guys, first game I got is San Francisco at Houston. Last week I picked Houston to lose to Cincinnati, and hey, lo and behold, they won. That kind of sums up all our week last week.
We'll get to that.
Big story this game, Michael Crabtree is going to make his debut.
Oh, yeah.
And he will be my sleeper for this week. I don't know why. I just like to say it. Frank Gore is supposed to be coming back in the 49ers starting lineup. He's been out since week 3 with that ankle injury against the Vikings. I mentioned Houston won a big game over Cincinnati on the road last week. They're back at home. San Francisco's coming off a bye week. Houston's defense. I said Cedric Benson was going to be the stud last week in that game. They held Cedric Benson to 44 yards at home.
Showed you.
Showed me, yeah. All in my face.
All in the face.
Matt Schaub last week lit it up. 4 touchdowns, 382 yards. Too bad Brady and Breeze had much more memorable games, because that game, 4 touchdowns, 382 yards, is awesome.
That is sad.
Yeah. A note, though, that I have is he threw no touchdowns to Andre Johnson, but he did have 8 catches for 135 yards.
Yep.
And Steve Slayton had 6 catches, 102 yards, and a touchdown. My stud this game is going to be Max Schaub. San Francisco, I think we're still pretty high on their run defense. They're still pretty solid. They're still healthy. So my dud's going to be Steve Slayton for 2 weeks in a row. He'll probably light it up again. My next game is from London, England. New England Patriots at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from Wembley Stadium.
Now, that's that authentic feel that you're only going to get from this show.
That's right.
Do you have any tea?
Crikey. Oh, that's Australian, mate.
Oh.
I looked up the forecast for London. 60 degrees, cloudy, no rain. It would be a good day for football indeed. Scotty, I need to call you out. Last week, I think you said something about a dud is going to be any New England running back.
Right.
False.
Yeah.
Lawrence Maroney.
No, that wasn't last week.
Was it?
No.
Okay.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Well, Lawrence Maroney, 16 carries, 123 yards, and a touchdown.
It was against virtually air on defense.
Right.
It was
the Patriots against the snow.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tom Brady, I don't know what we can say about him. 5 touchdowns in the second quarter alone. That doesn't break my record of 8 in backyard football. He had 6 total on the day. Welker had 10 catches, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. Moss had 8 catches, 129 yards, 3 touchdowns. The lone bright spot for Tampa Bay is Kellen Winslow, who's got 29 catches, 286 yards, and 4 touchdowns. His best season with Cleveland, he only had 5 touchdowns total for the entire season. My stud this week, no surprise, Tom Brady, and the dud's going to be Tampa Bay's defense. I don't know if anybody even has them, but that's going to be your dud.
That is not exactly a hot pickup this week. If you're looking to fill a spot, do not look at Tampa Bay's defense.
The Ravens are on a bye week this week, right?
Right.
I have their defense in one league, and I'm scrambling to find a defense that plays against the Scotty team.
Who's playing Detroit this week?
I think the Lions are on a bye.
Are they?
I think so.
Yeah.
Like the Lions and Seahawks. I don't know. Like, all the good defense is already gone. Like, whoever's playing.
Pick up the Colts defense.
They're gone.
Who picked up the Colts defense?
I don't know. People that know they're playing the Rams. I
all guess. Right.
My next game is the New York Jets, the Oakland Raiders. Jets lost in overtime last week to the Bills. That pushes them to losing 3 in a row. They're 3-3 now. Their big nose tackle, Chris Jenkins, is out for the season with a torn ACL. Last week, Oakland, shocker, went over Philly. I didn't see that coming.
Nobody in the world, even Oakland fans. Yep. If an Oakland fan is sitting here listening and goes, I called that, you're a liar.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
You probably didn't even watch the game because you're just afraid they were going to lose by 50.
Richard Seymour this week, he's calling for an Oakland playoff
run. Yeah, he's also been drinking. See Seymour on Sundays and days you get interviewed, you should limit the alcohol intake. It hurts your judgment on your talking.
Unless you're a certain running back for the Tennessee Titans who sucks this year.
then please drink more. I have you on one of my teams.
I looked up the stats for both teams. The Jets,
of course, you did?
Yeah, the Jets dominating all offensive and defensive categories. On paper, the Jets should win this game handily. My stud for this game is going to be any New York running back except for Sean Green, because I don't think he plays that much. So we're going to go Thomas Jones or Leon Washington.
Thomas Jones had a career day last week.
Yep, he helped me out.
Good.
Yep.
Who did you play last week, me?
No, Nate Wheatley.
Oh.
And I'm talking about this other league.
Oh, okay. And my dud's going to be any Oakland offensive player. I don't know if Darren McFadden, what his deal is. I guess he just plays for Oakland. That's
correct.
The problem.
That is correct.
Jamarcus Russell is the greatest quarterback ever.
Yeah, that's, you're lying to the fans.
I know. Well, they should expect that from this show.
Oh, okay.
Our pick.
That's true.
My next game is the New Orleans Saints at the Miami Dolphins. I wrote this word down to you. New Orleans schlack the Giants.
Shakalaka.
Shakalaka. Miami's coming off of a bye week. Before that, they beat the Jets at home in a big Monday Night Football game. I don't know. I'm going to lean toward the Saints to win this one, but I'll give that officially in the pick'em segment. Miami's off.
Yeah, now it's brewing. Now they don't have to listen to that.
Well, they're going to have to.
You spoiled it.
They got you guys to go.
Oh, okay.
Miami's offense's third down conversion rate is 56%. That's really, really, really good.
Really, really,
really
good.
Good.
Mole, mole, mole.
That was part of our random. Mole, mole,
yeah.
Mole.
A matchup to watch for this week is going to be Miami's corners versus New Orleans wide receivers. Miami's corners, they have Will Allen, who's a solid veteran player. He'll likely be matched up with Marcus Colston. So on the other side, you're going to have Sean Smith, who's a rookie, against either Devery Henderson or Lance Moore, I picked either of them for my stud this week. As Tug would say, if you want a flex option, that's where you go.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. In practice this week for the Saints, they had Reggie Bush taking snaps to help the defense prepare for the Wildcats.
Yes, he is now a scout team player. Highest paid scout team player in the league by a mile.
My dud for this game is going to be Ted Ginn Jr., who, I mean, he
doesn't ever get the ball.
Yeah, he's a solid player. I mean, I think for any other team, he'd be putting up better numbers, but he's only got 16 catches, 195 yards, and one touchdown. Again, Miles Austin for the Cowboys against the Chiefs had a better game than Ted Ginn's had a season.
Yeah.
And I have one more pop quiz for you guys.
Oh, geez.
Who is New Orleans' backup quarterback?
Me.
Mark Brunell.
Yes. You get a donut.
Up top.
I get a donut that I bought.
All right, guys. That's my set of games.
Well, before we take a break, I just wanted to say Chad threw the ball to Ted Ginn Jr. 2 weeks ago. Who did Miami play last week? Was it last week?
They had a bye. They played the Jets.
2 weeks ago then.
Yeah.
With that perfect pass from Mayan Toga's old Michigan alumni. It is one of those.
Chad,
he just wanted to point that out. Well, me and Chad are on a first name basis. Like I talk to you guys, I don't use your guys' last name. Me and Chad, first name basis.
Okay.
All right, we will be right to back.
You are listening to VG Losers Radio. Join us at VGLosers.com for more videos, podcasts, and reviews.
We are back again to the Big Silky Smooth Show. I guess I'll go ahead and do my games. I left my paper here, but I still did my game. So it's on two different sheets, and it's kind of spread out. So just bear with me here.
Like an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go ahead and do – I got Buffalo, Carolina. My dud's going to be Del Homme because last week he had 65 yards against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay does have a good pass defense. They're 11th. But on the other hand, Buffalo is 4th, only allowing 170 yards a game. So Del Homme's just going to be terrible all the way around. Mm. On the other end, my studs are going to be D-Will because Buffalo is dead last in run defense. They allow 181 yards a game, and that's about how many yards D'Angelo Williams gets a game. So that ought to work out nice. I got Colts at the St. Louis Rams. My studs are going to be Manning, Wayne, and Clark. My duds are going to be anybody on the Rams side at all. So don't play anybody.
Actually, Bob Sanders come back too.
Yeah, you could probably play Steven Jackson if you must. If you have a better matchup, go ahead because the Colts do allow 104 yards a game. So I guess maybe he could get. I'm sure he'll put up 10 points, Steven Jackson. Do you know Steven Jackson doesn't have a touchdown yet?
I did.
That is freaking ridiculous. Freaking ridiculous.
What kind of a player he is. It's hard to believe.
It's because his team is so god awful.
Well, didn't he fumble in the red zone?
I don't know. I try not to watch Rams.
Or no, 2 weeks ago against Minnesota, because they were knocking on the door a couple of times. And I know Bowler threw a pick, and I think Jackson fumbled inside the 10-yard line. I could be wrong on that.
Good for them. They're go-getters. Okay. I got Atlanta, at Dallas.
Another good game.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a good game to watch. I mean, I kind of took the turd sandwich games because I don't – it's just these games are so ridiculous. My stud's going to be Matt Ryan because Dallas has got awful. They're 26 against the pass. And Dallas has two guys out as well. I can't remember who it is. It's on my other sheet.
I think they've demoted Patrick Creighton pretty much all the way out of the lineup.
I think Miles Austin's now their number one.
No, I'm talking about pass defense.
Oh, pass
defense.
They're
26 in pass defense.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, they're pretty high in pass offense because that's all they do. My dud is going to be Marion Barber. He's not doing it for them. They're kind of upset, about the situation. He did fumble. They're talking, I guess a lot, just tons and tons of fans are just super upset that Choice is not the starting running back. Barber is going to start this game, but Choice is going to get most of the carries. He's going to be the third down back no matter what, and not only that, he's going to split time with Barber on the first and second down as well. So
is Felix Jones available?
No, he's still hurt.
He's still hurt, okay.
Yeah. Yep, so stud Matt Ryan, dud Marion Barber. My last game is Green Bay at Cleveland. This is another game where I just sit and look at all these people and like, I don't even know who to write down. I could take the crap way out and say my stud is the Packers, and then my dud is Cleveland. Cleveland is just god-awful all the way around. Cleveland is 23rd in the pass, and they're way down low in the rush as well. They allow 165 yards a game. It's got to be like, probably 27, 28th allowing.
Yeah.
Green Bay allows 105 yards, so I guess if you had to pick a stud for Cleveland, what's his name, James Harrison?
Mm-hmm.
I guess start James Harrison because now you can't even start James Harrison because they're going to get down to points and they're just going to throw the ball. Dude, just don't start anybody on Cleveland. Just give them away. Just drop them all.
Start the offensive guard.
Yeah, it could get you more points. You might jump on a fumble or something and get 2 points.
You get points for blocks.
Yeah, pancakes.
Yeah.
Little pancakes.
I get points for eating pancakes.
But my stud on the Packers side is going to be Donald Driver. Cleveland's pass defense is 23rd, but they do have an okay stud cornerback. Get that? He's an okay
he's
stud.
He's an okay stud.
Yeah, so he'll probably be D'ing up Jennings. So, I don't know. I see Driver. Driver had 107 yards last week. He did pretty good. I don't even remember who Green Bay played.
And Detroit.
Well, I had a good game last week, too, then.
Well, one thing to think about there is Green Bay's offensive line is not giving Rodgers a whole lot of time to throw.
Yeah.
So it's a lot harder for them to work the deep stuff to Jennings anymore. So he's just looking for Donald Driver on the easier completions a lot more so this year.
So Jennings can't run all the way down the field?
No.
Scotty, I want to go back to Buffalo, Carolina.
Okay.
Trent Edwards is not playing.
Okay.
So T.O.'s not going to do anything again.
Well, my dad's still going to be Del Homie. He's not going to do anything either. Del Homie, I think DeLome got 2 points, 6 points, 11 points, and like 21 points, like his last four games. Those are quarterback numbers. Your quarterback needs to at least get you 15 points every single game. That's at least. Or unless you're Tom Brady, he'll get you 51.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at over there? Why are you bad-mouthing my stuff?
What do you mean? Well, I just wanted to point it out.
Stop judging me.
You didn't touch on it.
Stop judging me. Who cares about Trent Edwards?
I wish the Bills would just trade to you.
To who?
Anybody.
The Bears.
Well, why not?
Because you love the Bears.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're a homer.
I mean, it's Buffalo.
Get in with the in crowd. Toga likes Jacksonville, and I like Dallas and Baltimore. We're nowhere near either one of them places. Get with the program.
In that case, I like Seattle.
You would. We'll be right back.
You are listening to VG Losers Radio. Join us at VGLosers.com for more videos, podcasts, and reviews.
Yo, 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 we are back. I just made a decision.
An executive decision?
An executive decision. Wow. I just made one. From now on, our show is going to be called, what's the name of our show again?
Fantasy Football Sports Talk.
All On paper.
On paper.
That's what we're going to be called.
Okay.
So everything we say, we just, hey, we're spitting out truth here. We're spitting out numbers. The eye in the sky doesn't lie. The camera gets these details for us, and this is what we do. So we're just on paper from now on. Well, we did god-awful, terrible, terrible last week on all of our picks. Silky Smooth, you went 2-2 with your picks. And then on the Sunday night game and the Monday night game, you went 3-3 overall.
500.
Last week, you're 15-8 on the season. I went 2-4 last week. I am 11-12 on the season. That's just god awful. And before we say what you were, Toga, 2 weeks ago, you gave really good picks and really good over and under, and I was very proud. I was like, you know, I wish more people could have listened to the show because I felt like you were my son. Like, you just learned how to, you know, we took off in training wheels and coach was on his way. And this week it's like,
I fell right off the bike.
No, I'm locked you in the closet. You're a bastard now. You're a bastard kid. You went 1-5 on the picks, and you went 1-5 on the over under. So hopefully somebody can go, that Toga knows what the hell he's talking about. Honey, I'm using the paycheck this week.
Yeah.
And now they won't eat for a while.
Yeah. Now somebody lost their house thanks to you, Toga.
Hey, I was thinking I was going to lose my thumbs on some of these floating in a river somewhere. But, we'll get back on track this week.
All right. Okay, Silky, who do you got?
I'm going to pick the Texans at home over the Niners.
Okay.
I'm going to take New England over Tampa Bay in London.
Okay, that's a tough one. Is it going to be snowing, I hope?
No, I said 60 degrees, cloudy, no rain.
All right.
I'm going to take the Jets over the Oakland Raiders. Oakland has that new stud player, Pigeon, on special teams, locking it down.
You see the stats on that?
Oh, yeah.
On the SportsCenter, that was hilarious.
And I'm going to take the New Orleans Saints over the Dolphins.
A lot of people have been talking like Oakland can upset the Jets and Miami can upset New Orleans.
How? Well, I mean, Miami would have a slightly better chance, but I don't see anyone.
Why? Because they run the ball?
Yeah, if they keep the ball away from Breeze the way they did Manning, give himself a chance, but I don't see it happening.
Hey, Stats King, how many rushing yards is New Orleans allowing?
I don't know. Their defense is pretty solid.
Is it? Yeah. I'm pretty sure Miami's putting up like 171 rushing yards a game.
Yeah, that's all they do.
That's all you do.
Ooh.
Run the ball.
Yeah, Toga, who you got?
All right, San Diego at Kansas City. San Diego's got to win this one. And I'm going to go on ahead and lay the 4.5 points. So San Diego will cover.
All right.
Just due to Kansas City not being very good and San Diego needing to do something to save some jobs.
We said that last week, too.
I know.
What
but
the hell do we know? This is just on paper.
Yeah. All right, Minnesota at Pittsburgh. I think we've deemed this game of the week.
Watch it be a blowout. Someone's going to win by 50.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh to win, and I'm going to take them to cover the 4 points as well. I just think this is the week where Minnesota just doesn't quite bring it all together, and maybe Favre looks a little less superhuman than he has the last week or so.
So handsome.
He is. He is. He can be in my jeans at any day.
He's a good-looking guy.
All right, Bears at Cincinnati. Bears win the game.
All right.
I'm just going to – that – God, that's a tough one. And, you know, they're getting a point and a half, and don't think that doesn't factor into my decision, thinking that this might be a 21-20 game one way or the other. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Bears and the points.
To cover.
No, the Bears are the underdog.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
I guess they would be there at home.
Yeah. All right, and finally for me, Arizona at the Giants. Giants win. Oh, God, 7 points. Arizona beats the spread.
All right.
Giants win, but not by more than 7.
Not cover. Got you. Okay. What do I got here? I got Green Bay at Cleveland. I'll take Green Bay to cover.
Cleveland, wow, you picked Cleveland to win?
Yeah, in your dreams. I got Colts at Rams.
Wow, you're picking the Rams in an upset again. That's insane.
I got
paper.
Carolina at home.
On paper.
See, this is my tough one, Atlanta at Dallas. They're at Dallas, and Atlanta's pass defense is very good, and Dallas, that's all they do. I'm gonna take Dallas because I'm a homer. All right, Philadelphia at Washington. Whew. I'm gonna take Philadelphia. I think somebody was sick last week and they lost to Oakland by accident.
Washington is a complete mess.
So are we all three taking Philly?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna take Philly and to cover the 7-point spread. Do you want to discuss the Washington play calling situation, Sophie, or do you want me to take it?
Jim Zorn's not calling. He's been removed from the offensive play calling, and he brought in Sherman Lewis, who I heard he was
straight from a bingo.
Yes. Where was he at?
Michigan, I think, somewhere.
That's insane.
Calling bingo.
I hope he tears it up. I hope you guys are going to regret it. I hope they go the rest of the season undefeated.
They did give Jim Zorn the you're going to be our coach the rest of the season. That usually lasts until about a bye week.
Yeah. Now, I just want to put into perspective how they're handling the play calling. Sherman Lewis is going to have a sheet of plays that he does not understand. Mm-hmm. He doesn't understand the terminology or the pickup packages or anything. He's going to call a play from a sheet he doesn't understand, relay that down onto the field. Jim Zorn can say, oh, wait, what about this? And then Jason Campbell has to try to make sense out of it. Campbell has even said, I think maybe I'll just have some plays in the back of my head just in case.
Who did this?
Jason Campbell.
Did
just in case we can't get the play called in, I'm just going to have to ad-lib. And Jason Campbell ad-libbing, yeah. Take that to the bank.
Great. So it's a lose-lose-lose situation.
Exactly. This would be unacceptable for a 7th-grade football team. You're an NFL team, and this is how you're calling plays.
Hey,
it's not acceptable.
This is like your 7-year-old cousin playing Madden with you.
Yeah.
Which one's this? Pick this one.
I feel bad for Jason Campbell because, I mean, he's a decent quarterback, but...
Who knows?
His,
he might be the greatest quarterback ever. We just can't tell.
Awful.
And it's not even that. Like, he's got Chris Cooley. He's got Santana Moss. He's got Clayton Portis, which is always hurt, but he's still a stud. And then Jason Campbell, what 2 years ago, he only had, like 4 or 5 interceptions or something?
That was, under...
5 or 6?
Under Gibbs. The old Gibbs. Yeah, the old coach.
He can manage a game. Yeah. He can really do it. It's just like, I don't know. I think Washington and Oakland ought to just combine together. They might win a couple games.
Merge.
Yeah.
It's just pick a city in the middle of...
Why wouldn't the
Redders?
Yeah. The Washland Redders. I like it. All right, we're going to be right back with Overtime.
You are listening to VG Losers Radio. Join us at VGLosers.com for more videos, podcasts, and reviews.
Yo, 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 we are back with Overtime. This is how we're going to do it. Do you guys have paper and pen?
Sure.
All right, this is what we're going to do. It's going to be 7 questions. Where are you going? You going to get a donut?
He's quitting. He's waving.
He has already given up. All right. This is how we're going to do it. You already start with 1 point. There's going to be 7 questions, and you guys can wager as many points as you want or you have.
Okay.
All right? All right. You guys want to wager any points this round?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Put my point on it.
Which NFL team has allowed the most passing touchdowns? Come on.
Tampa Bay.
What do you think?
Tennessee.
You guys have won.
Yeah. Oh, that's a much better. Yeah, I should have known.
All right. Silky Smooth 2, Toga Steve 0. Toga Steve, you can now wager no points.
Oh, so if you get it wrong, you lose?
Yep.
Okay.
Most allowed rushing touchdowns.
Houston.
How much time do I have?
Well, are you going to go look it up on the computer?
I don't know. Most allowed rushing touchdowns. Oh, God. Cleveland.
Toga Steve now has 1 point.
I didn't wager anything.
Well, I guess you still have 2 then. Would you guys like to wager any points?
I'll go 1.
Toga?
I'll stay.
You stay. Toga stays. All right. Which team has the most passing touchdowns?
New Orleans. Yeah, I'm going to say New Orleans.
Texans, 14.
What?
Yep. Yep. You got to remember, Schaub's been doing it week after week, 2 here, 3 here, 2 here, 3 here, yeah. When Breeze and Brady go 1-1-1-2-6. All right. So it's tied 1-1 again. You guys want to wager?
Yeah, I'll put the point on.
Okay, I will too.
All right. least passing touchdown of the season.
Miami Dolphins.
Cleveland.
Oakland Raiders with
the
two.
Raiders.
With
wow.
Two. All right. So
I have 0 points.
It's zero,
zero.
Zero
to zero. So what happens?
Well, if you guys get this right, you get a point.
Okay.
All right. In 1991, which NFL team had the most passing touchdowns? In 1991.
Cowboys.
Dolphins.
The
Damn.
Bills with 39.
Yeah, yeah, the Bills.
Yep. All right. So it is now 0-0 as well. Would you like to wager 0 of your point? All right. We have two more questions. All right. In 1991, which team had the least amount of passing touchdowns? There is a tie, so if you give me either one of these teams,
God.
I'll give you the point.
Who was terrible in 91?
Can I say a team that did not exist?
Yeah.
Like the Houston Texans.
It won't be right.
Baltimore Ravens.
It won't be right. So it's
I'll say Tampa Bay. They were terrible forever.
In 91, Seattle Seahawks.
It is a tie between the Indianapolis Colts and the Phoenix Cardinals with 10.
Wow.
The score is still 0-0.
Hey, this is a fun segment. We're doing this every week.
This is overtime. Next week I'll give it to one of you guys to do.
Great.
All right. Question 7. Who is the greatest quarterback of all time?
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana.
Yeah, that was a trick question. It's actually Al Bundy from Married with Children.
Hey, he was a fullback. He was not a quarterback.
What did he do? He's a quarterback.
No. He ran for four touchdowns.
I guess I'll give it to Tug with Joe Montana.
What about, I said Joe Montana.
Oh. It's a tie. We have a tie. 1-1. We'll carry those points over to next week.
Do a sudden death?
I guess.
Think going real quick.
All right. What number did Bo Jackson wear on his Oakland Raiders jersey?
34.
I think that's right.
That's correct.
We're trying to get
it. Right. We're going to switch it up. What number did Bo Jackson wear on his Kansas City Royals jersey?
Wow.
34, why not?
Gosh, I'm going to say some off-the-wall number. 19?
16.
Oh, I was close.
All right. I'm going to give it one more go. Whoever gets closer to this one, we'll win sudden death.
Okay.
What number did he wear on his White Sox jersey, Bo Jackson?
45.
50. 8. BSS wins. You know you win? Another donut. Help yourself.
Sweet. And do I win the right to make the questions next week?
If you want.
Sweet.
All right. Again, check out our other podcasts on VGLosers.com. Go to thatnewtoysmell.com for all your toy reviews. VG Losers also has comic reviews and movie reviews, stuff like that. You guys got anything else before we take off?
Fantasy basketball starts Tuesday.
I might do a lead just so I can pick up Kyle Hansborough. He's Psycho T. That's
well, our buddy did a rookie sophomore team, didn't pick up Psycho T.
Yeah, because he's retired.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to get playing time in
Indiana.
Pacers, yeah. I wanted to say they live in Pacers, apparently. all right, well, I'm out of here. You got to
We got a couple more minutes. Just, I'm out. Talk about whatever.
I burned Scotty's yard last night.
You sure did.
Apparently. Really?
Yeah.
We had a silly weedy roast that was unplanned and I didn't know about until the day before, and that wasn't even sure. And then she was like, yeah, people are for sure coming over tonight. And I was like, thank you, wife. Thank you.
Yeah, and on my way home, my wife says, we need to bring the fire pit so we can make a fire.
Yeah.
I'm like, awesome. We're going to take the fire to their house.
Yep. I was like, where are we going to do this fire pit at? I was like, where are we going to do this? We don't have a fire pit. She's like, we'll make one. So we didn't make one, and then when Silky Smooth decided that he was going to take the fire pit back home, he then dumped all the logs. They weren't on fire at the time. Dumped the logs in the ditch.
On the wet grass.
It was raining
in
Chatham, Illinois. And my wife's sister was leaving. She goes, your ditch is on fire. And I expected to look out, and it was going to be like the fire pit, and it was just going to be, kind of charcoaly, maybe glowing red. No. 3 foot, and my ditch was on fire, burning. And I'm like, can wet grass burn? It took us 20 minutes to get these logs lit in the grass. The wet grass is burning.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the hose and hosed down the ditch. But, yeah, it was a good time last night.
Awesome.
And then we ate s'mores, and I got a giant chocolate s'more stain on my shirt.
That's from a turd sandwich.
Yeah. Called Buffalo, like, Carolina.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, too.
All right. I am Scotty Cash.
I'm Big Silky Smooth.
I'm Toby Steve.
See you guys.